my gosh, Lauren, I have always wanted to be on the radio.
Christy, you know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go! Let's go!
Friday, the 3rd of July, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we've got movement on a few local stages to tell you about and some streaming events, too. Plus new releases from Rat Silo, Altona, Himalayan Bear, OK Vancouver OK, The Intelligence Service, Clone, Jay Townsend, and Joe Keithley. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Happy Canada Day, Canada. Happy Independence Day, America. And happy 17th anniversary, Renee. And John and Bronwyn, too. Yeah, John and Bronwyn got married the same day we did. We actually saw live theater on Sunday. The Arts Club held a fundraiser at their Olympic Village site at the Studio Theater. There were only about 50 of us in the house. Some at tables on the floor, socially distanced, cabaret style, the rest in bleachers, with about half the seats roped off to make sure we had plenty of space between us. And we watched a staged reading of Mum's the Word. The moms were on stage, seated in front of music stands, 6 feet apart, reading from all three of their existing shows, and we even got a few lines from their next piece that's supposed to be out around Christmas, if we ever get to be in the theater again. But it sure was nice seeing a live show, and being with other people, being with an audience. Sure hope we can keep this virus in check so we can get back to making live theater a regular thing again, where it's been too long.
You can have, but your neighbors will rat you out. We'll take a ride in my
Save me from my wildest dreams. For wild is not what I need. Give me walls and a ceiling and fill me with nice things. And call me home. This is all there is, I'm glad. And it feels good to be glad about that. Take a walk at your skin, let me get settled in. Write my name on your chest in black ink.
United Players of Vancouver are preparing for their return to live in-person performance with 100 Words for Snow by Taddy Hennessy. It's directed by friend of the show Tamara McCarthy. 100 Words for Snow is a one-person show about Rory, a female identifying 15-year-old, whose father's sudden death sends her on a journey to take his ashes to the North Pole before Mum finds out they've gone. The production runs September 11th to the 4th of October at the Jericho Arts Center, and rehearsals are set to begin in July over Zoom and then in person in August. The auditions will be happening over Zoom on July 7th and 8th, and if you want to be considered for an audition, please send your resume and headshot to Fran Burnside, and her email is franjohnb, that's F-R-A-N-J-O-H-N-B, at yahoo.com. And they are looking for an experienced adult non-union actor who can play a female-identifying character around the age of 15 and somebody who's got good memorization skills. All qualified artists are encouraged to submit, by priority will be given to BIPOC artists. Once again, Fran's email is franjohnb at yahoo.com.
Sing on a tree up above me, a shimmer thrush, ancient vespers to dawn's estuary, a shimmer thrush, so tiny that bird barely bent the twig of the tree.
What does it mean to archive live performance? That question takes on a whole new meaning in these strange times where live performance is on hold and physical gathering is off the table. In the spirit of camaraderie, community, and care, the team behind Ephemera have found a new way to gather and archive materials from Vancouver's performance history in a digital format. So this year, Rumble Theatre and Theatre Replacement, in partnership with SFU Special Collections, have joined forces with Up in the Air Theatre to present a digital gathering of performance ephemera from our community. Artists, companies, and interested members of the performance community are all invited to submit digital pieces for archival over the course of the Evolver Festival. This will be the third addition to the Ephemera Archival Collection, housed with SFU Special Collection. If you want to view the collection and learn how you can submit your work, you can go to upinthe-air-theater.com and look for Ephemera-Evolver.
There's currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. You can protect yourself and help prevent spreading the virus to others if you
wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub.
Cover your nose and mouth with a disposable tissue or flexed elbow when you cough or sneeze.
Avoid close contact, 1 meter or 3 feet, with people who are unwell.
Stay home and self-isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell.
Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth if your hands are not clean.
Monitor yourself for common symptoms of COVID-19, like a fever, cough, or shortness of breath.
Call a health professional if you're experiencing these symptoms.
ATIRA Women's Resource Society supports women and children impacted by violence by building and operating a range of safe, affordable housing and related support services, including childcare centers. ATIRA has housing and programs across the Lower Mainland. Our feminism is inclusive and intersectional. We envision a world free of inequalities where everyone's human rights are respected and where women and girls have the right to participate fully and effectively in all of the decisions that affect their lives. To find out how you can help, please visit our website at atira.bc.ca or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Free of Violence.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Boca de Lupo Theater is running two live theater projects, Red Phone and Plays to Perform at Home, from July 1st to August 22nd. At the start of the pandemic, artistic director Sherry Yoon and artistic producer Jay Dodge saw productions go online and virtual performances through platforms like Zoom. However, going digital didn't quite satisfy them, so they created a different theater experience. Taking every precaution to keep audiences, staff, and artists safe, Jay and Sherry have devised two unique ways to breathe liveness into theater during these extraordinary times. Red Phone takes place between two handcrafted, fully enclosed phone booths outfitted with a vintage Red Phone and an integrated teleprompter. Two at a time, audience members engage each other in a five-minute conversation written by a Canadian writer. The act of having the conversation with an unseen partner provides an anonymity that adds to the intimacy of the performance, encouraging participants to be the actor in their own theatrical experience. Red Phone is a one-of-a-kind performance that has been described as the theatrical equivalent of singing in the shower. It's free of charge and open 3 days a week, and anyone can walk up into the booths with a friend or family member and spend 5 minutes engaging in some of the most urgent, touching, thought-provoking conversations written by some of Canada's most exciting writers. Red Phone is running on Granville Island until the 22nd of August. Admission is free, walk-ups are encouraged, and donations are welcome. Now, their other enterprise, Plays to Perform at Home. Boca de Lupo has commissioned four Canadian playwrights to write scripts to be performed around the dinner table, picnic blanket, or campfire this summer. There are 10 to 20 minute plays with 3 to 8 characters each, which will be packaged up in a boutique box set and delivered to your home. Plays to Perform at Home asks the audience to take a leading role in creating a piece of theater with the close friends and family that they have chosen to be part of their bubble. Each script will be a different genre, ranging from kitchen sink dramas to theatrical farce. Plays to Perform at Home is available for order online at bocadelupo.com, and you can pick them up in person at their storefront office on Granville Island. It's at 1398 Cartwright Street. Box sets are available for $20 each, or three for $50. And once again, bocadelupo.com is the place to go to find out more.
Alone in this shell.
Carl Reiner died this week. He was 98 years old. If you don't know who Carl Reiner was, you should look him up. He was one of the greats. Almost all TV comedy owes something to Carl Reiner. He was a writer for Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows in the 50s. It was a comedy sketch show that was the inspiration for Saturday Night Live. In the 60s, he wrote about his Sid Caesar experience in The Dick Van Dyke Show, which was one of the most popular sitcoms of the time. And that show gave us Mary Tyler Moore, as well as Jerry Paris and Gary Marshall, who were the brains behind Happy Days and many other comedies in the 70s and 80s. Then there were his movies. He directed Oh God with John Denver and George Burns, The Jerk, All of Me, and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid with Steve Martin. And he's the father of Rob Reiner, the director of Spinal Tap, Princess Bride, and When Harry Met Sally. I could go on, but rather than hear me talk about this man, let's listen to him. In 1960, he teamed up with his friend Mel Brooks on a sketch that became an album and later a series of performances called The 2,000-Year-Old Man. Let's listen to that.
About 4 days ago, a plane landed at Idlewild Airport. The plane came from the Middle East, bearing a man who claims to be 2,000 years old. He spent the last 6 days at the Mayo Clinic. Sir, is it true that you are 2,000 years old?
Oh, boy. Yes.
You are too... It's hard to believe, sir, because in the history of man, nobody's ever lived more than 167 years, as the man from Peru would claim to be. But you claim to be 2,000.
Yes, I'll be... I'm not yet. I'll be 2,000 October 16th.
Yes. You will be 2,000... When were you born?
We didn't have formal... years and names and writing. We didn't know.
I see. And what?
Nobody kept time then. See, we didn't know. We didn't write. We just sat around. We pointed in the sky and we said, whoa, hot boy, you know?
That's all you said?
We didn't even know it was the sun. We thought...
You mean you really didn't know anything?
We didn't know anything. We were so dumb and stupid.
Sir.
We didn't know who was a lady.
But they were.
Hundreds of, they was with us. We didn't know who they were. We didn't know who was the ladies and who was fellas.
You thought it was, they were just different type of
yes,
fellas?
Yes, just stronger or smaller or softer. The softer ones, I think, were ladies all the time.
What? How did you find out
but
that they
cute,
were ladies?
A cute fat guy could have mistaken him for a lady, you know? Soft and cute.
Who was the person who discovered the female?
Bernie.
Who was Bernie?
Bernie, one of the feisty leaders of our group.
And he discovered the female.
Yes.
How did it happen?
He
how did
said,
it come
hey,
to pass?
There's ladies here.
I'm very interested to find out how Bernie discovered the woman.
Well, he...
How did
he,
it come to pass?
He one morning, he got up smiling. So, he said, I think there's ladies here. So I said, what do you mean, you know? So he said, because in the night, I was thrilled and delighted, see? So then he went into such a story that it's hundreds of years later, I still blushed.
Sir, could you give us the secret of your longevity?
Well, the major thing is that I never, ever touch fried food. I don't eat it, I wouldn't look at it, and I don't touch it. And they never run for a bus, there'll always be another. Even if you're late from work, you know, I never run for a bus, I never ran, I just strolled jaunty, jolly, walking to the bus stop, you know?
Yeah, well, there were no buses in the time
no,
of
Iraq. No, in my time, I mean, I...
What was the means of transportation then?
Mostly fear.
Fear transported you?
Fear, yes. You would see an animal would growl, you would go 2 miles in a minute.
But I suppose you
fear
had...
Fear would be the main propulsion.
Yes, but I think most people are interested in living a long and fruitful life as
yes.
you have. You mentioned...
Fruit is good, too. You mentioned fruit. Fruit
it?
Kept me going for 140 years once when I was on a very strict diet, mainly nectarines. I love that fruit. It's a half a peach, half a plum, but it's a hell of a fruit. I love it. Not too cold, not too hot, you know, just nice.
What has been
even
your...
a rotten one is good. That's how much I love them. I'd rather eat a rotten nectarine than a fine plum. What do you think of that?
I
can understand that.
Yes, that's how much I love them.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yes,
sir?
Some good things.
Sir, what did you do for a living?
Well, many years ago, thousands of years ago, there was no heavy industry.
We know that.
The most things that we manufactured or we made, the most things that we ever made was we would make, take a piece of wood, see, and rub it and rub it and clean it and look at it and hit earth with it and hit a tree with it.
For what purpose?
Just to keep busy. There was nothing. There was absolutely nothing to do. We had no jobs, don't you see?
What other jobs were there? There must have been something else besides hitting a tree with a piece of stick.
Well, hitting a tree with a piece of stick was already a good job. You couldn't get that job, you know?
What job?
Mainly it was sitting and looking in the sky was a big job. And another job was watching each other was one thing. That was light work, looking at each other.
What language did you speak at that
time? They spoke rock, basic rock.
Basic rock, yeah. That was before Hebrew.
Yeah, but it was 200 years before Hebrew. It was the rock language or rock talk.
Could you give us an example of that?
Hey, put that, don't throw that rock at me. Put that rock. Hey, what are you doing with the rock there? Call a policeman, for God's sake.
See.
Put the rock away.
I see.
That was the rock.
Now, do you remember your Hebrew, sir?
Yes, I
would you
I think I
us?
Remembered fluently.
Because I understand the modern Hebrew is different from the archaic.
Yes, it differs in some of the phonetic alliterations and patterns.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we hear an example of the ancient Hebrew?
The very ancient Hebrew is, hi there. Hello. Hello there, how are you? I'm all right, how are you?
That's English.
Oh, wait.
Do you remember any Hebrew?
Very little, I think. I don't think I remember it. I must have forgot a great deal of it.
I think you forgot it all, sir.
Maybe all, yes. Maybe all.
Yes.
It's thousands of years since I needed it.
Now, sir, did you ever have any formal job as we know it today?
Yeah, well, I was a manufacturer. I was an owner.
What kind of a factory did you have?
I had I used to make the Star of David, the Jewish stars. I was one of the first makers.
Oh,
of
yes,
that.
The little thing you wear.
As said, as soon as religion came in, I was one of the first in that.
And,
I figured this is a good thing.
Yes, and how did you make them? Did you have tools?
Well, we didn't have lathes. I employed 6 men. See, each with a point. And they used to run together in the middle of the factory. And in their great speeds, they would fuse the thing. And they would
thus making a star.
Yes, we would make 2 a day because of the many accidents. We have 6 men running at high speed with points. You know, plenty of action.
You never thought of going into anything else?
No, I had an offer once.
What
a
was
fella
that?
Came to me, Simon.
What did Simon ask you to do?
He said, if you have a new thing, a new item, a winner, it looks like a winning item that is going to be a big seller, it's called a cross. And I looked at it and I turned it over and I looked on all sides of it and I said, it's simple. It's too simple. I didn't know then it was eloquent.
You mean you...
No, I didn't know it would be such a hit.
You turned him down.
And I said, I'm sorry, but I'm too busy. See, I could have fired 4 men. 2 men run together, bang, you got a cross. See, I could have saved. I would have had over $100 today if I went in with crosses. Because they're in everywhere today.
By the way, sir, are you married?
I have been married several hundred times.
Several hundred times?
Yes.
You have been married? Do you remember all your wives?
One I remember well.
Which one was that?
The third one, Shirley. I remember her. I read her.
I'm afraid to ask the next question. You had many hundreds of wives.
Hundreds and hundreds of wives.
How many children do you have?
I have over 42,000 children. And not one comes to visit me. In the afternoon.
Oh, that's terrible.
You bet. How they forget a father. Sure. That's how they...
That's awful, sir. It's really... You mean to say there isn't one daughter that
Many
favors
daughters,
you?
Many daughters, but they, you know how they are. Children, good luck to them. Let them go. And I don't want... Listen, let them be happy. As long as they're happy, I don't care. But they could send a note and write, how you pop, how you doing, pop, you know?
Something.
No, they don't.
Sir, You must have known some great men in your time. You did travel throughout the world.
I knew the great and the near great.
Could I ask you about some of these?
Certainly. I'll tell you the true whether I knew or not.
For instance, people are very interested in somebody like Joan of Arc. A lot has been written about her, and we read a lot about her.
Ah, what a cutie. Joan of Arc.
You knew Joan of Arc?
I went with her, dummy. I went with her.
Nowhere in history do we know of Joan going with anybody.
Well, they don't print that. They don't print everything.
You didn't marry her?
No, I didn't marry her because she was on a mission, you know.
Yes,
she used to say to me, I gotta say France. I used to say, look, I gotta wash up. You say France. I'll see you later. After you'll say France, I'll wash up, you know.
How did you
Paul
feel?
And her way, me and mine.
Yes. You know? How did you feel about her being burnt at the stake?
Terrible. See, I didn't know.
Sir, how about some of the legendary characters who supposedly might have existed? For instance, Robin Hood. Did he exist?
Oh, yeah. Lovely man. Ran around in the forest.
Did he really steal from the rich and give to the poor?
No, he didn't.
He didn't?
He stole from everybody and kept everything.
Well, how did legend? How did legend spring up that he was...
He had a fella, Marty, the press agent, running all the papers and wrote in scrolls. He took from the rich and gave to the poor. Who knew? Who knew? He'd give you such a knock in the head when they robbed you, you wouldn't remember anything else.
So in other words,
he was a tough guy.
I hate to have our legendary figures smashed like
well,
this.
Well, I hate to smash him for it.
Yes. Did you, you've lived so long, did you ever have an accident in all this time?
An accident, always.
An accident.
Oh, an accident. Yes. Yes, in the year 61, I was hit, I was run over by seven men fleeing a lion. They ran me over.
That's the extent of all
that? But they didn't have insurance, I didn't have insurance. There was no such thing then, so you laid there till you got better.
I'm amazed at In the 2,000 years you've lived, you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes, certainly.
What is the biggest change you've seen?
In 2,000 years? The greatest thing mankind ever devised, that I think, in my humble opinion, is saran wrap. You can put a sandwich in it, you can look through it, you can touch it and put it over your face and pull around and everything. It's so good and cute, you can wrap it up.
You equate this?
I love it. You can put three olives in it and put a little one. You can put 10 sandwiches in it and make a big saran. Whatever you want, it clings and it sticks.
You equate this with...
You can look right through it.
You equate this with man's discovery of space...
That was good.
When things go wrong, well, you have to make a stand. You gotta help your neighbors all across this land. To keep us safe, they are brave souls. By their courage, I'm amazed. 'Cause we're all in this together, and we've got to brave this stormy weather. You can count on us, all your neighbors, and we're all together. So do the right thing, and by nurses and doctors, keep your distance. Don't be a fool no more. God's a standing on guard for you and I. So let's work together, lift the spirit to the sky. And we've got to pray this
together.
So that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Today we heard music from Rat Silo, Altona, Himalayan Bear, OK Vancouver, OK, The Intelligence Service, Clone, The Pixies, Jay Townsend, and Burnaby Councillor Joe Keithley and Mayor Mike Hurley. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to... You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because it'll really make Sharon's day. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This winter, Vancouver will enjoy the customary drizzle, fog, and perhaps a modicum of the white stuff. On the other hand, for $195, you can enjoy sunshine of Mexico. Mexico.
Wherever you are, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
They're moaning! You tuned in to Rockswell Radio on 2020 FM! Run my money, how? Get that money, run my money, worth every penny, you can't take that from me. Get that money. My money worth every penny, you can't take that from me. Gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it. Gotta get it, I gotta get it. Gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it. Let's get it. Gotta get it, I gotta get it. I be really plotting to cop the G-Wagon. Grinded out the basement, I had to learn patience. I was young, wild, reckless and impatient. I was out of town on some work, no hesitation. When you getting money, you spend it, it be contagious. I'm talking wealth like money for generations. Getting paid for my trials and tribulations. God is good and
willow. Tight money, you type tight in your feelings. I'm tight by the whole building with 80 boy ceilings. Nigga,
get that money, run my money.
Get it.
Worth every penny, you can't take that from me.
Uh-huh.
Get that money, run my money.
Get it.
Worth every penny, you can't take that from me. Gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it. I gotta get it in the worst way. Been a hustler, baby, since the first grade. Seventh grade, little island team used to boost for me. Chicks shaking titties and ass. Watch a move, son, and move, make a move, son. She don't care if it's Chris Brown, she'll make a nigga run it. Yeah. Tunnel vision for these hoes in these lanes. How the fuck you sending shots with that weak ass aim? Blue faces only, no loose change. You a fuck boy, run up, steal your chain. Get into the money, stay in your lane. Money niggas tryna ball like Wayne. If you play on my money, you gon' have to catch that fade. You and your ace, then run back and run that race. Straight to the bank, get to the bank, then bury the safe. Ha-ha! Get money, shit. Get that money, run my money.
Get it.
Worth every penny, you can't take that from me, yeah. Get that money, run my money.
Get it.
Worth every penny, you can't take that from me.
Woo!
Gotta get it, I gotta get it, I gotta get it.
What?
Radio.
Oh,
radio.
Yip.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
yep, yep, yep. Radio, 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 radio. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, ah, 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 ah. Happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yep, yep.
It's a sad day for sure. Taste the